KCBS.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
It's the V&T Satellite Dish Network Veteran Challenge. You know us. We're your local guys. Don't call the 800 number. We want to give the gift of free satellite service to an active military family this winter. Here's how it works. For every 10 new services B&T Satellite receives, we'll be setting up service for one active military family in our community to win a full year of service free. That's right, we'll pay for their service for a year. And that's not all. For every person who signs up during this winter campaign, you'll get $100. Take advantage of the amazing Flex Plan starting at only $39.99 a month. Here's a way for you to support our military this holiday season and New Year with a gift that they can enjoy all year long. Call us today, 241-3474. That's 241-3474. Or stop by our office located at 1007 Dana Drive in Reading. B&T Satellite. We're the local guys and we care about our customers.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no prep, and oven-ready dinners all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon to you, too.
Please forgive any coughing that breaks out. I can't believe it. It's going to be. This is like when I was a kid.
It's kind of like the emphysema ward at the hospital.
It is, too. It's very annoying. So I would be the wheezy Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
And I'm Bob Martin.
And next week on Christmas, show's actually on Christmas.
You'll still be Aaron Ryan.
I was going to leave that to people's imagination.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Unless Santa's bringing you something different that we don't know about.
No.
Okay, that's good. Your mom would be so disappointed.
Yeah, no.
Call me Chelsea or... yeah. That's a Christmas surprise.
Who's this?
I have no jokes about packaging or any of that. That is right there for me, but I thought I'd walk past it. Anyway, I know, there's so much to say. So we're going to... We've made Christmas dirty. That's lovely, isn't it? A little spare time here, and we've made Christmas bad. So you're playing Christmas music next week, yes?
Lots of it, yes.
Is that the plan? And so we're doing, what, 1 hour of nice music and 1 hour of funny music?
We had discussed that last week. That's right, yes.
I thought we were going to do it.
An hour of traditional music and an hour of spoofs.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Swing from one side to the other.
So we're not gonna do what they did on Coast to Coast last night.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, last night on Coast to Coast, they had some guy on whose name is gone from my mind. I think permanently.
Yes.
Who had this whole historical thing that Jesus was someone totally different, and that he had a twin brother.
He was a revolutionary.
Oh, yeah, he was a revolutionary.
And he armed the apostles. The apostles were all armed.
They all had swords.
Yes.
And which tied into the King Arthur myth about the sword and the stone. Yeah, because... Because Arthur and Jesus were like the same.
That's a fake news alarm just went off.
I was just laying there in bed at 1:30 in the morning, just all mad, you know. It's the week before Christmas. What's this guy doing?
But he had several wives and 9 children too.
Yeah, nine children. It just got.
Oh yeah, it got bizarre.
It just got nuttier and nuttier. Yeah. So anyway, we're not going to ruin Christmas like that.
No, we won't be doing that.
No shows like that. Yuck. Today we've got Jim Lee, who will be joining us in about 20 minutes or so. And I forget the name of the other guy. It was a guy I don't know. But they're doing a program together right now. And now, how's this? We don't know Jim yet at all, but Jim already blamed the scheduling problem on his wife.
That's my man right there. Has no problem calling
he'll,
it.
He'll feel right at home here.
Yeah, you boys should enjoy that. Yeah, he called this morning while I was sleeping. And right before we left, I thought I should check my phone that's been on vibrate. And that's never a good idea on the day of the show. And I see that there was a call from Jim. And he said, well, my wife wrote down that we were going to be, he's East Coast, so we're going to be on at 4, not at 3. And he goes, I have to be on with Craig. Is his name Craig? Anyway, whatever the heck his name is. This other guy at 3 o'clock. So you're going to split the difference. He's going to come on with the other guy at 3:30, and we're going to chat. And I think you guys are going to like it. We've got some interesting ideas
today.
He's
coming on with the guy whose show he's going to be on?
So somehow they're morphing their
show.
Are
we like simulcasting Craig's show for a half hour?
Something like that. We're all together. Okay. We're going to do togetherness.
We want a pound of flesh for that.
Jim is a heap big geek, actually. He actually really is, and he can prove it. He isn't one of those guys who just talks about being, you know, smarty pants. He has Climate Viewer News at climateviewer.com, but he also has this Climate Viewer 3D, and I have linked that up. You just got to go there if you're anywhere near a computer. It's the actual web address is climateviewer.org/3D, and this has obviously the whole Earth, but it has an overlay of, I can't even tell you how many, I have no idea how many programs.
Oh, it goes, it covers everything from earthquakes to volcanoes to
you can zoom in anywhere
hurricanes.
On the Earth and look at it all in 3D and who's tracking what with whom.
Oh, yeah, it gives you all the reports on all the latest, pretty much anything that's going on around the world, climate or you know, it's atmospherically, it's all there.
I was playing around with it yesterday, and it was amazing.
Oh, you could spend all day on
it. It's described here an open source geophysical monitoring map with live intel streaming onto a gorgeous 3D globe, and that's true. And you get to pick your globe. You can have it be dark with bits of light. You can have it be blue ocean and brown land. You've got a lot of choices too, which is kind of fun. CV3D, so Climate Viewer 3D, features an encyclopedic list of exclusive maps resulting in thousands of hours of personal education bliss not found anywhere else on the internet, let alone all in one place. So it is really, it's very stunning. He's also compiled the largest volume of geoengineering and weather modification history into one massive timeline, complete with a company directory, patents, sponsors, experiment map, and even live weather derivatives tracking. And that can be found at weathermodificationhistory.com. But I tried that and there was something goofy going on with that link. And his quote here is, I'm forever a Boy Scout, lifetime artist, nocturnal programmer. Music is my life. Love is my religion. And I'm the luckiest husband and father on earth. That's before he threw his wife under the bus, actually.
Yeah. We'll have to talk to him about that.
I have a passion for mapping mysteries and mayhem. So I think that's going to be tons of fun. And someone's already calling us, probably to ask us why the hell we're stalling for time.
Get on with it.
Da, 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 da. Our friend Laura Barnett's here. We were going to rope her into this conversation, but she was actually even later than we were.
It's Billy Bob from Palisadro with greetings.
Billy Bob.
Billy Bob, we haven't heard from him
Merry
in a long
Christmas
time.
To you.
Hey, my favorite commentator. You're going to go syndicated national here pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. Not after today.
My comment is on your first opening about the Coast to Coast show last night.
Yeah, was it nuts?
How incredible was that? This guy, hey, he's no smuts. I mean, this guy has got more information than Notre Dame is. I mean, and he has researched it all, and it is absolutely incredible what he was saying.
Yeah, we just came in at the
Mary
incredible
Mary Madeline
part.
Had over $20 billion worth of gold, and it's just absolutely incredible.
So it was more incredible if you actually heard the whole show rather than just jump in the last half hour?
Because
in the last half hour, it just sounded like craziness to us.
Oh, you didn't hear the whole thing?
No. We just caught the craziness at the end and thought...
Just enough to make me mad.
No, you're going to have to go archive that or something.
Oh, yeah. We just went to bed
angry. He had all the details where Medina and the Holy Grail and everything. And he's got it all pegged together.
And
this
then he
guy
walked,
is no smug.
Yeah, and he walked his way all the way to King Arthur, which I thought was... That was
well, and,
did
and,
it make
and
sense?
That's... I don't know. I'm as at a loss as you are, but I just wanted to make a comment that I listened to the whole program, and I was absolutely just going, oh, my God, you've got to be kidding me. So anyway.
Yeah, we were doing that, too, but for different reasons, I guess. We guess we better listen to the whole thing, huh?
Mary Madeline was Jesus' wife, and she had $20 billion. So.
Yeah, that was a newsflash.
Tom Brady didn't have any better. So anyway,
Bob wants to make sure she wasn't James Carville's wife.
See you guys.
Thanks,
bye,
Billy
have
Bob.
A Merry Christmas.
He said Mary Madeline.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was very odd. But it was right before Christmas, and we were like, what? What is this?
Yeah, that's poor.
All right,
poor
so
timing.
I guess you have to go back and listen to the whole thing. As with all things, you can't take them out of context. All right, Bob, you better give us a little break, or we'll be tardy in our stalling little blurb here. So we'll be back with more fun insights we didn't plan to give you, and our fabulous guest, Jim Lee. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. When they move into your neighborhood, they take over, but they want you all body and soul. Then it's just your body. Then they go. What shall we do about them? Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I was gonna trim the tree until I got high. I was gonna buy you a DVD, but then I got high. My presents ain't wrapped up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Hey, hey, 'cause I got high.
Yeah.
Because I got high.
I got welcome to California Christmas.
California Christmas. That's legal
now. Isn't that great? Now that won't be a funny song anymore.
Light them if you, have them.
Is that a little sneak preview on what they're going to hear next Sunday?
That's what, you might recall we played the original version of that on the show we did on marijuana a few months back.
Apparently my marijuana related song file is like, just got all scrambled in there. I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
I lost focus.
I don't remember, dude.
Anyway, that was the Bob Rivers Twisted Christmas version of that song, Because I Got High, except he calls it Because I Got High.
Oh. See, that's
why we have
you. Available
at popular prices everywhere.
Being sold in a bin somewhere. So, you would never know this, but we have five extra people in the studio today. They're all mute, and they came in to see how radio works. And they're over there smiling with their lips, like, sewn shut. And I'm sure that they're never this quiet. I was like, oh, it'll be fun. They'll be here. Somebody move by the microphone. Move over.
It was like kryptonite.
I will just leave the mic open in the event any of them actually wants to speak.
In the event that anyone actually makes sound?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, everybody's afraid somebody's going to see them. Except that's why we're on the radio. You can tell by how dressed up we get that we're on the radio.
Well, I've always said I got a face for radio. Yeah.
You do.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's awesome.
Everything is awesome.
Everything's awesome. Everything's it's awesome today.
Terrific.
Awesomeness. All right. How many more minutes? All right. How about that election? Do we have any more good election music, Bob? Play my favorite song.
What, you can't always get what you want?
No, that'll just start the wailing again. We don't want to bring up
but
any
it
bad
has
memories.
Been the wailing has
why,
been
why
fan-
is Trump using that? I know he played that at the convention and then they played it at the rally again
what?
The other day. The Rolling Stones, you can't always get what you want.
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's rubbing salt in the wound.
I don't know, but that's kind of perfect.
Okay, that's a good theory. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, get used to it. Because it's not going away for a while.
Yeah, you know, and then we've got, let's see, need to read my favorite quote again. You guys will like this. On my mutes. We're playing to the mutes now. If I offend you, cry me a river. I'll bring snacks and a raft. I will literally float down your tears, eating chips and working on my tan. Isn't that the best? Is that the best ever? That's a pretty good one, huh? I know, I've enjoyed that quite a bit this past week.
So,
how about them
bears? Have you noticed the safety pins?
No, I haven't seen the safety pin thing. Is the safety pin pin thing big at your school?
No.
Does anybody care about any of the election stuff at your school?
At my school, they do.
Because your high school...
High school
High school, they don't care so much?
Middle school,
do they care? Really?
Well, that's not what they're saying on the news. They're saying you guys are going to, like, skip class and go out and protest because you're so upset.
What's happening in your... Okay, so middle school, do the kids care or do the teachers care?
The kids care a lot.
Really?
Did they bring in some dogs for you to cuddle
puppies
up, cuddle
and Play-Doh and stuff? Do you have safe space?
Color crayons.
Because you're so sad.
What team are they on? Are they happy or sad?
I think they're pretty happy.
Oh, they're mostly happy. Oh,
there you go.
I think
they're
happy because mom's happy.
It's good to be here.
Well, they need to just be quiet then. None
okay, so how about
stuff.
High school? Mostly happy, mostly sad?
Yeah, mostly happy.
Mostly happy, yeah. See, all the
That's
parents.
Why we don't hear anything.
Sure.
That's not news.
Because they can all go back. All their parents can now, you know, think about going back to work and... Is that it?
We're starting businesses.
Yeah, you guys might be able to find jobs again.
Yeah.
What a novel idea. You could move out one day, huh? I never wanted to do that, though. I wanted to stay home forever. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lie.
That was a huge lie.
Yeah.
I loved home, but I was done with home, and it was time to go. It was time to go. Never go back. So what else is big at school? Oh sure.
Anybody see Star Wars Rogue One?
Okay, I just want you to realize 4 out of the 5 people in this room are girls. So this blows this whole theory about the chatty girls. Oh, somebody has a boyfriend. Let's bring that up. That's just fun for everybody right there.
You know, they're passing laws about bullying. So,
oh,
you know, but you're walking on a thin line here.
See, if I'm ever in one of those movies where all of a sudden I'm a kid again, yeah, I'm busted for bullying all the time. It's going to be bad. It's going to be really bad. Imagine the shock. All the niceness that's going on now, and you have to, I don't know, they enforce it or something, right?
It's right.
Oh, how's it working out?
No,
people still kind of.
It's just a joke.
Yeah, people still. Is it teasing or is teasing different than it used to be or? I mean, is it really as bad as we...
I feel like it's less bad, but they try to enforce it, and everyone just takes it as a joke.
We scoff at your teasing enforcement.
So it's just like before, the grown-ups have this great idea, and then they impose it on the kids, and the kids secretly all turn their backs and just laugh. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so nothing's changed.
Well, we agree.
I feel less old now all of a sudden. Maybe I could cut it there.
Yeah, we had quite a conversation about the whole bullying thing last night. We were watching something on television.
There was some big bullying thing. Far away.
Being called a deplorable, is that being bullied?
Yeah.
A deplorable,
being called a deplorable.
I think so.
Probably.
Yeah.
I
needed counseling after that comment.
Bill was really hurt.
I was hurt.
Crowd, but.
We haven't crammed this many deplorables into one room in a long time.
It's probably
not legal. I know. Look at the microphone. We're swinging it. It's on like the swinging boom, and it's going closer and closer. And
there we go. No hiding.
No hiding.
Yeah, I think the whole deplorable comment, that was definitely bullying, but it was on the other side, so it wasn't considered bullying.
Right. It's only bullying if it's us.
Yeah.
Kind of funny how that works. So I just thought I'd let people know the G. Edward Griffin interview from last week is up there with no commercials, and I got to tell you, people have been listening to that a lot.
We got a lot of feedback from that.
Yeah, pushing like 400 hits a day just on the website of listening to the archive. So kind of fun. I guess everybody really liked him. We should have him back. He was a very smart man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything going forward into the new year. We're wide open. So if you have any brainy ideas, go to wethepeopleradio.us and shoot us an email or a phone call. It's right there on the front page. And
If it's a good idea, we'll put it on. If it's a bad idea, we'll tell you it's a bad idea. We'll just, you know.
No, we'll just lose your email.
Yeah.
Isn't that how we do it these days?
Well,
we don't have any confrontation, right? Because bullying is bad.
That's right.
Right?
Oh, that's a great idea. We will definitely consider that.
We write back and tell you, We send them back the fake automatic. We're on vacation.
Thank you for your response.
Yeah, we're on vacation for the next week.
Please do not reply to this email.
Yeah. Please. Yeah. Do not reply. Oh my gosh. Bob?
No.
You're like over there in a zone of your own. How are we doing?
No calls on Skype yet, but we can break anytime you like.
Oh, okay. Why don't we do that? Because it's
Then we don't have to bunch all our breaks up when we do have something to talk about.
Yeah, with 5 minutes notice, I just didn't have a big long list this morning or this afternoon. See, I still think it's morning.
I should have grabbed the paper on the way in because that's always fun.
That's always good fodder.
Yeah, good fodder.
Too bad we couldn't get our mitts on a Contra Costa Times. That's good fodder. We go down to my mom's house. We just sit there at the kitchen table.
I need anger management after reading that.
So ridiculous. All right. So anyway, if you want to make programming like this stop, then you should send us a long list of guests with wives who know how to tell time, and or women, actually, who are not the wives who don't know how to tell time. And you can find our information at wethepeopleradio.us.
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year? Same thing every year, Aunt Louise.
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
Some socks, and some tiny BVDs. But I can't get them up past my knees. Could you return them, please, Aunt Louise? Open this one first, Uncle Bob. Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
Try to act surprised, Uncle Bob. But I got this last year.
But he got that last year.
A tie, wider than a mile, with a pattern way out of style. With a pattern that's way out of style.
This is Carl.
And Linda Bott. Join us Monday morning for a special feature
with Kristen Schrader, Reading City Councilwoman. Let's find out the aftermath of Measure D and what Plan B is. Also, Stephanie Bridget, Acting District Attorney of Shasta County. Is Prop 57 really going to hurt us? All of this right here. Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Doug Tooley with BNT Satellite. Are you ready to get a head start on this season's infamous wish list? Then it's about time you do something different this holiday season. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish this holiday season for a great deal. Only Dish offers free HD for life and premium movie channels free for the first 3 months. Save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. Get more for less with Dish. Call BNT Satellite at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. From all of us at BNT Satellite, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Molly, how about those holiday coffee beans at Tobacco and Brew?
Yes, Linda, I'm drinking the pumpkin spice right now, and it smells just like the holidays.
Well, my favorite is the peppermint bark and, Jack Frost. I'm taking them as my hostess gifts this holiday season.
And don't forget the triple chocolate. I drink that every morning at home. It's delicious. Oh, and the wonderful cigar grab bags inside the walk-in humidor.
Get warm and toasty this season at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I love the colored lights every year, and the way that neighbors stop their cars and stare. Strap a Santa Claus on my roof. Plastic candy canes and reindeer everywhere.
I'm stringing up decorations. It's draining the power stations. Fake icicle light formations. Imported from third world nations. I'm stringing up decorations. I'm freaking out fire stations. I'm pumping out radiation. My neighbors are out of patience.
Gotta keep those yuletide decorations up all winter. God appreciates my plugged-in tribute to the Savior. God would love it if I could keep them up till well past Easter.
Amen.
I'm putting up a major station. Three wise men's destination. Nutcrackers in full claymation. There's a drummer boy animation.
That was us singing.
Yeah, that was,
sounded good, didn't we?
Yeah.
Until we started with the really high, you know, that part.
Well,
yeah,
I'm an a cappella kind of guy.
That wasn't good.
So, you know.
took a bad turn there. Oh, Bob. What?
This is the first we've been stood up by another show.
Yeah, with sort our of. Guy who's on another show who's
yeah,
bringing his guy onto our...
They're going to
pay.
I'm calling in.
Okay, so we called the show today Geoengineering and Fear Porn because it was going to be so much fun. Little did we know that with no preparation we were going to get to carry the topic. Little snag there. It's a lot less
fun. Well, it's been fun.
It's a lot less fun that way.
So what is fear porn?
You know, I think it's the stuff people get hooked on when they, say...
The sky is falling.
Call people in government offices to rant and rave.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they've been reading it. And I'm pretty sure that this term is going to be used a lot more. I had some pretty good examples of it, but I actually need my computer back. that's the problem with these little small computers that we have all this ability to do all these other things with. Then... magically.
Well, there's, you know, the big thing today is the fake news, you know, and there's just, of course, tons of that. And it always cracks me up when, and it just happened last week, somebody came at me and hey, did you hear about so-and-so? And there's a big article. And, really? Where'd you hear that? Well, it's all over the internet. Well,
yeah.
Okay. Whoa, stop. It's all over the internet. Doesn't make it true. I mean, if you, I think this Pizzagate was a classic example of fear porn. You know, if it really sounds bizarre and conspiracy like, get some sources other
this?
Than the original one.
How about this bit of cheer in your inbox right before Christmas? What factors may be contributing to the public's willingness and ability to face facts from the front lines? The fluoridated water poisoning of the population is progressing along with expanded forced vaccination campaigns. Are we having forced vaccination campaigns? I mean, I'm not a big vaccination person, but, you know, it kind of makes it sound a little more dramatic than it is. How much are these issues impacting the cognitive function and overall health of the masses? That's you quiet people over there. You guys are the masses right now.
I thought we were all living longer.
You're all the masses we've got. Obama sidesteps existing laws in order to continue arming the terrorists in Syria. The agenda of the regime change in reserve. Blah, 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 blah. In the meantime, the planetary climate engineering and assault continues unabated, while the engineered cold zone remains parked on top of the Dakota water protectors.
Oh, that's why it got so cold up there, because they're trying to drive out the protesters.
The water protectors.
Yeah, we'll get them out of there. We'll get some cold front in there. We'll just freeze them out.
And then we have the censorship of any news source that doesn't parrot the official narrative that's already underway. I'd say that qualifies as fear porn.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. There's my example.
And I'm not saying that the mainstream media gets it right all the time. I'd say they probably get it wrong most of the time. But get both sides. Get both sides of the story. I mean, you watch things like 60 Minutes and Crime Watch and all these, you know, Crime Watch Daily. They give you all this information and you got to remember it's one side of the story. And then they want you to text in or you know, email them, let them know what you think. Well, you only heard one side of the story.
Yeah, and you're supposed to weigh in like anyone cares.
Yeah, you're right. This is all bad.
He just wants you to think people care what you think. They don't.
Well, that brings up
another
topic.
It's a feel-good. It's a big feel-good.
Who really cares what celebrities think? I mean, they're obviously authorities on all this stuff because they've studied it their whole life. You know.
I know.
Yeah.
Do people – oh, okay. So let's – that's just in from high school. Okay, do people in high school care what celebrities think?
I think they don't want to, but yeah.
Are they kind of hooked on it?
Yeah, to an extent.
So some person who sings a song and they say you should whatever, and people go, oh.
Uh-oh, if they say that, it must
How much
be
do
true.
They have to say it before it's actually cool or important?
I don't know. I don't tend to be one of those people.
Yeah, you're not one of those junkies, I can tell you. You look pretty normal.
Yeah, I think people don't want to. Like, they don't want to be that person that...
But they're listening to it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how that works. So, I think the news is that way for a lot of people. It's that way for, like, my mom, for instance. It's that way for, well, my favorite caller of the season after the election. Let's see if our audience here sees any flaws in this particular argument of a hysterical screaming woman that Donald Trump was going to ruin the world, not noteworthy at that point, but went on to cite an example of how Donald Trump was going to ruin the world. He was going to ruin it because he was going to build a wall just like the Nazis did. Back in the 1930s, ready? You know what the wall was for? It was to keep the Jews out.
In the 30s.
I know.
Wow.
Not even close.
I know.
I wonder if that's why they built the Great Wall of China.
That must have been. We didn't get that far. That the call ended at that
Could
point.
Be.
But yeah.
They were a lot more serious about it.
Yeah, isn't that a lot of fun?
Were they illegal Jews?
All I could think of was, gosh, I'm sure that, I mean, there are lots of ancestors of these people who wish there was a wall built to keep them out instead of, you know, yeah, and it was about three decades off, but other than that, and they were communists and not Nazis, but yeah, so that's what people are worked up over, mm-hmm. I'd say.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't know. They hear something either on a radio show.
Yeah, or, by the way, that was all fake.
Yeah, that was definitely
in case
fake.
Somebody actually
we could go over the actual facts. But I think a big source of a lot of this stuff is the internet. You know, people don't particularly young people don't read newspapers anymore, which isn't really a great source of factual information either, but it all comes from the internet. And
Brian Williams was on TV news. My mom thinks he's fantastic. Look at all the fake places he was.
Yeah, and he's back, too.
Is he going to say fake places where he wasn't? It's like two. That makes it true, doesn't it? Yeah. Okay, so fake places where he was, even though that makes no sense. Yeah, I don't know. I guess you find it almost anywhere, but it really is pretty important. If it sounds super crazy, the bad part is nobody wants. Well, we all know the government does all sorts of things, but if they're doing something that's super secret, been going on for a long time, and nobody knows about it, that ought to push the unlikely button for you. Somebody always squeals.
There's always somebody.
I mean, for heaven's
talks.
Sakes.
There's always somebody. You know, my dad was in law enforcement his whole life, and
is he a squealer?
No, but he told me, he said, he like 90% of crimes are solved by an informant. It might be a week later, it might be 10 years later, but somebody's going to talk, and boom, they crack the case. And that's where it falls apart.
Yeah, so the idea that, you know, there are trillions of dollars going into,
secret government programs.
Since we are going to talk about the geoengineering thing, I mean, that's always been a huge problem for me. You know, just you look at the money, and then you look at how many people would be involved. It's a lot of people. Got to be a lot of people. And then, of course, it's, well, they're all paid off, right? They're all paid off.
We were accused of being paid off.
That's right. I was accused of working for the Rothschilds.
Bought and paid for.
Yeah.
I think Jim's probably been
abducted
money.
By the Rothschilds at this point.
The money never hit the bank account, and I want to know where you put it.
Rotten dogs.
I wonder if you buried it on Oak Island.
Oh, there
the
you go.
Pit. I bet that's where you put it. You dropped it down the money pit.
Bill's been Bill's available. If anybody, it's a smart ass to go work for him. So we're watching Oak Island. I'm sure they didn't bury it there, but it is kind of weird to me though, the idea that regular just people who normally are pretty discerning would believe that all these people are paid off, and you start looking at it and you go, you know, you've got people who have to write payroll checks. Somebody's got to schedule all these people. I mean, there are regular jobs in every industry. You've got somebody's got to clean the hangar. I mean, it's not just pilots that would be flying overhead. It would be a whole ton of other people. And they're all getting paid off. I'm thinking, wow, if it's that lucrative, we'd all be doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we are. That's how we're bought off.
But that's the same case with probably 99% of the conspiracy theories out there is – when you look at how many people would have had to have been involved, and nobody ever.
But there's
talked.
Always some truth to it.
Oh, there's always some truth, and there's something there,
and that's the part that Mr. Lee is going to come on and talk to us about. We'll just throw that out there again into the to the scheduling gods. Get him on here. Anyway, but there's a lot of stuff out there that sounds good until you start to peel it apart. Mm-hmm. And I think Jim's 3D viewer, we should put that up for you guys. It's really cool. The 3D viewer shows you
what you can access through our site.
What weather patterns are weather modification programs are happening? What actual geoengineering experiment programs?
There are some legitimate programs going on.
Yeah, whether people like them or not, but there are some real programs happening with that name. But is it doing what, there are many agendas being, here's a little more fear porn for you. There are many agendas being carried out in our skies by the completely out of control power structure. None of those agendas are benevolent or for the common good. Now that's just laden with fact right there. I feel myself overwhelmed and rushing for a pen so I can jot down that. One of the primary objectives of the climate engineers is to keep the first world populations of Western nations confused and divided as to the true condition of the overall global climate. So, let's see, there are 7 people in this room. How many people feel confused and divided about the weather? Well, I do believe that unsolicited response says it all.
The first thing I think about when I wake up in the morning, I look at my thermometer and go, ooh, it's cold outside.
Confused and divided.
And I've always said,
what to wear,
it's
what
a
to
good
wear.
Thing we have global warming, because if we didn't, it would really be cold out
I
there.
I know. And it goes on further, keeping the masses oblivious and bewildered in regard to what is unfolding until the last possible moment is a key aspect of the power structure's planning.
Yep.
They're sitting around planning this, guys, and we are falling victim.
And see, there's a reason I'm bewildered.
The weather makers, it's not the big guy, it's weather makers. Weather makers are desperately trying to engineer winter. At least they're on schedule. With an unimaginably extensive atmospheric manipulation geoengineering processes.
Why don't they engineer summer?
See, that whole Everybody thing, like summer, that whole paragraph, I'm sorry, but complain. There was nothing factual.
They wouldn't complain if they engineered summer.
I know. There are all sorts of fun links, though. Which is
How long has this been going on? Because I remember people talking about this decades ago, about seeding the clouds.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing, right?
Yeah, they've been doing that for a long time. Yeah. And it's kind of interesting, because if you look on his map, you can see where they're actually doing that. Apparently they still do that. But there's always all this, it's aluminum.
Yeah, that's what bothers me, is that you make that leap to it's going to kill us.
Right.
As opposed to this conspiracy, whatever, you know, people are doing to seed the clouds, that's one thing. But how it actually affects the climate and that, you know, God's healing planet is not going to live through this.
Right. I couldn't even kill my whole yard if I wanted to. It's not even that big.
Well, and if they're...
I mean, honestly, you'd have to be really focused, because you get weeds popping up. Yeah. Even Roundup doesn't do it. We all know we've spent some money
on
that.
For one season,
huh?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Look at the poison oak in the gulch behind us. That
another claim is our forests are all dying. And, you know, for the last, I don't know, 20 years, I've spent a huge amount of time in the forest. And the only thing I really notice is the trees are getting bigger.
Are you Sasquatch? Yeah.
Huh? No, I'm not. No.
Oh, okay.
No. But I played one on TV.
You're supposed to say you stayed at a Holiday Inn Express.
Yeah, that's a Sasquatch.
Yeti call.
Yeah, that's a Yeti call right there.
You always wondered what side of the plane Al Gore was looking out of when he thought that the forests were being decimated.
Yeah. Well, again, back to the Contra Costa Times, the bastion of all that is true. When I was living in Humboldt County, I go down to my mom's, and right there on her front page of her paper, the last redwoods were being cut.
Oh yeah,
I was like, redwoods. How about
like
the ones
weeds.
In my yard? Are they gonna? Are they cutting those too? I mean, it just, you know, but people don't get out that much, so they don't see it. So it's easy to believe. Oh, yep, it's happening.
More fear.
Bob, are you?
I'll run the baby. It's cold outside. Parody.
Oh, did you find it?
I think I found the right one, but we'll come back with it, so I can check with our studio audience here to make sure I have the right one.
We're going to take a survey.
Turns out there are a lot of them out there.
Oh.
And I'm sure they're not all suitable for broadcast. But.
Oh, well, that.
Well, keep your finger on the button.
That makes it lots of fun. That's why we have the button that we've never used. Today's the day.
But we'll give you the we'll give you a relatively new recording of the traditional version.
Yeah.
Take you out with Rod Stewart and Dolly Parton.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a scary visual.
I really can't stay.
Uh-oh.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you'd drop in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
ice. My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful. Watch
and my
hurry.
Father will be pacing the
Just
floor.
Just listen to that fireplace
Now
roar.
Really, I'd better
Sweetheart,
scream.
Watch your hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a
Why don't you put some records on while
oh,
I pour?
The neighbors might think.
But baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be hired out there.
Oh, I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to break
now.
This spell.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Use your poker skills, put your cards into play, and play your way to victory. Go deep and take them down in the $20,000 expected Stone Cold Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, January 14th at 12 p.m. There's plenty of action in this tournament. Your $230 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips. All fees included. Book your seat now online at windriver.com or at the River Club and stay with us in Redding, California's all-in-one luxurious destination. Reserve your room now and ask for your special room rate. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California. Be one of the privileged few. Pull up a seat and grab your big stack and play in the $20,000 expected Stone Cold Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino, Saturday, January 14th. Prize pools based on 100 participants. Unlimited re-entry and late registration until first break. Poker is better. Poker is better at the River. The River.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I really can't stay.
Maybe it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Maybe it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands there just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
Beautiful, what's your
my
hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think
maybe it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your eyes are like starlight
to break
now.
This spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I'll say no, no, no,
mind
sir.
Mind if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Maybe it's cold outside.
Oh, even the fun songs can be made into stalker songs.
you need to see that video.
Yeah, the video's...
It's under Funny or Die on YouTube.
What a...
Yikes!
Those are your choices, Funny or Die. Okay, so we have, what, a minute and a half. This
is
classic We the People radio pratfalls.
We're not on the air, right?
Oh, well, yeah, no. We are.
Oh, we are on the air.
Oh,
welcome.
Just sounds like we're goofing off.
Well, that's always a good time.
We like to involve everyone in our goofing off because otherwise what fun have we had?
Exactly.
So, Jim, you want to just, you know, give people a minute, a good solid minute of what we're going to do next hour when we actually do something that isn't screwing around.
Well, it's totally dependent on what you want to talk about. Because
no,
I'm
they
totally
don't want
game
that.
For just, game for just about anything. But I guess I'll just tell people who I am.
I'm
Jim Lee from Sumter, South Carolina. My website is climateviewer.com. My other website is climateviewer.org. The climateviewer.com is my blog. That's where I post all my research. It's mostly like geoengineering, weather modification, chemtrails, HARP, propaganda, slave speak, nuclear, surveillance. I map things. And I break them down in research format over there. And then on climateviewer.org, I have a map. It's a 3D globe, and you can see all of this stuff. Really interesting. We'll talk about that probably. And my last website is weathermodificationhistory.com, which is going to be launched probably tonight, I hope. So that's me in a nutshell. I got three websites and I talk a lot.
Well, we got a lot to talk about and a lot to cover in the next hour, so we'll talk fast.
We'll talk not at all. They've heard enough of us.
Yeah.
We've goofed off just plenty for people. So we'll be back with Jim Lee. We'll be talking about geoengineering and his title. He said we should add the words fear porn. Because it's just fun, and what are you going to do about that? So anyway, you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us, and we'll see you after the news.
On KCNR, Shasta Redding.
That Moscow hacked Democratic emails in a bid to help Trump win the election. And they say even if it's true, Trump still won the White House fair and square. The president-elect's chief of staff, Reince Priebus, says that the FBI, the CIA and the FBI need to make their case to the American people.
If there is this conclusive opinion among all of these intelligence agencies, then they should issue a report or they should stand in front of a camera and make the case.
Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, John Podesta, doesn't need any more convincing.
A foreign adversary directly intervened into our democratic institution and tried to tilt the election to Donald Trump.
Priebus speaking to Fox News, Podesta on NBC's Meet the Press earlier today. A blast of Arctic air has produced a series of record low temperatures across South Dakota, northwestern Iowa, and southwestern Minnesota. The National Weather Service says records for this date include lows of minus 31 and here in South Dakota and Marshall, Minnesota. Extreme cold also in the forecast for the Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, and New England. A Nigerian national has been charged in connection with a hack of Los Angeles County emails that might have exposed personal data for more than 750,000 people who had business with county departments. The Los Angeles County Chief Executive Office says that the man hasn't been arrested and officials aren't sure if he is on U.S. soil. A nearly four-day ban on drinking the water in Corpus Christi, Texas has been lifted after test results show no contamination from a chemical leak. Mayor Dan McQueen says residents can resume using the city's water supply for drinking, bathing, and cooking. He says officials will continue to monitor it. The ban was issued late Wednesday out of concern that a leak at an asphalt plant could have contaminated the water supply. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hugh Hewitt here for Relief Factor. I encourage you to give it a try. It's all about getting rid of the inflammation in your body. If you're tired of having your back just ache and ache, your ankles do the same, your toes throb, your knees rebel, then you need to go to ReliefFactor.com right now and give it a try. It is nature's pharmacy, packaged in an easy-to-use group of supplements that make all the difference in the world. Put down the Aleve, put down the ibuprofen, pick up ReliefFactor.com. Nature's got an apothecary of everything you need to fight inflammation. Don't take those over the counters. They're bad for you. You can't take them every single day. You can, however, take ReliefFactor.com. You'll find detailed product information at ReliefFactor.com and you get your first order at $19.95. Watch and look at all of the listener testimonials that have come in. ReliefFactor.com wants you to give it a try. Learn more about the product and their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. And come one day closer to inflammation-free living. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Police in Little Rock, Arkansas are searching for a man who shot and killed a 3-year-old boy in what's being described as a road rage incident. Police say that the boy was on a shopping trip with his grandmother. Little Rock Police Chief Kenton Buckner says this is difficult to comprehend.
This is probably one of the most frustrating things that you will encounter in your career when it involves children, particularly kids that are this age, very innocent. They can do very little to protect themselves.
That audio is courtesy of KATV-TV. Senator Charles Schumer says that the federal government needs to figure out why e-cigarette devices and batteries are exploding and catching fire. hurting users. The New York Democrat wants the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to figure out the problem. Schumer cited a recent Associated Press story saying the FDA identified about 66 explosions in 2015 and early 2016. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. The man who invented the life-saving Heimlich maneuver for choking victims has died.
Dr. Henry Heimlich passed away early Saturday in Cincinnati after suffering a heart attack earlier in the week. Heimlich was director of surgery at Jewish Hospital in Cincinnati in 1974 when he devised the treatment for choking victims that made his name a household word. Rescuers using the procedure abruptly squeeze a victim's abdomen, pushing in and above the navel with a fist to create a flow of air from the lungs that push objects out of the windpipe and prevent suffocation. Heimlich estimated the maneuver had saved thousands of lives in the U.S. alone. He was 96 years old. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Rogue One, a Star Wars story, has soared to the top of the weekend box office, scoring the second best December opening ever with $155 million in estimated ticket sales. The biggest December opening came last year when Star Wars The Force Awakens raked in just under $248 million. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good afternoon. Whew. Yeah, that was kind of loud. Second hour of We the People Radio with a lot less of We the People and a lot more of Jim Lee, our guest. So we're not going to take up any more of his time because you heard all that in the first hour. We'll tell you that all of the stuff we're talking about is posted on the page at wethepeopleradio.us. And he has some really awesome websites, and I know we're going to talk about his mapping tool because it's amazing. But Jim, we get a lot out here in our neck of the woods about geoengineering, and a lot of it is, you know, they're spraying aluminum on us and all this stuff. You know, what's the scoop on that?
Well, it's actually really, really, really complicated. And that's the number one problem with the chemtrail debate is that I think everybody wants to sit on the couch and have it spoon-fed to them. And, you know, in order for me to do that, it's going to take a couple hours for you to really, really understand how complicated it actually is. And I'll just lead with this one. Aerosol cloud interaction is the greatest unknown in climate science today. And what I mean by that is that how particles in the air form clouds and what those clouds do in climate models is so poorly understood, it's almost not even existent in IPCC models, in projections of what the future would be like if we geoengineered models, even though we already are. None of these models accurately account for clouds. And that's like the biggest, you know, scam going around is that they're so confident in their projections that CO2 is a problem that they're not really talking about the clouds. What makes it more interesting is that five geoengineers co-authored the IPCC reports on contrails. So that's an obvious conflict of interest when you're talking about people who are out lobbying for the government to buy planes, rent planes, borrow planes, hijack planes, and convert them to spray chemicals into the stratosphere to block sunlight. So that's what they call geoengineering solar radiation management. They've now like kind of abandoned the term solar radiation management. Now they want to call it albedo modification. And albedo is the amount of light that is reflected back to space, the radiation budget, as they like to say, of the planet. So what they're talking about is they saw Mount Pinatubo blow sky high. They said, this is a great idea. You know, that volcano just cooled the planet. They did it with sulfuric acid. We could put sulfuric acid in the sky, cool the planet ourselves. It'll be cheap, in fact, according to David Keith and Ken Caldera. So in 1994, Edward Teller, the father of the hydrogen bomb, the man euphemistically known by his friends as Dr. Evil,
nice.
By his own friends.
Yeah, that's not good.
He created geoengineering as a weapon that should never be used, very similar to the hydrogen bomb. It was a threat to the world. You know, stop polluting so much or we will geoengineer. Much like the, you know, nuclear arms race, stop or this hydrogen bomb will erase you from the planet. So that's the similarity that I see in the push for geoengineering today. And it gets very, very muddied by certain individuals who like to refer to chemtrails as a geoengineering program, because at the end of the day, there is this massive push for a global governance and, you know, controlling what I call legalized geoengineering. And then there is the geoengineering that has been going on for 60 plus years from ship tracks and what is also called aviation induced cloudiness. So what's really going on, if you really want to start with nuts and butts, is that there's two kinds of geoengineering. There's the geoengineering that's been happening for 60 years from ship tracks and planes. And then there's the legalized geoengineering that's being proposed in all these governance circles with these NGOs writing laws to try to decide that if they ever do legalize geoengineering, how do you pay for the dead people?
Right.
Because COP21 happened last year. This is the climate of Conference of Paris 21. It's where Obama and all of the world leaders signed the, you know, declaration that we will not let the planet heat up more than 2 degrees Celsius. Now, that was all a setup. And what they said was before the meeting that in order to meet a 2 degree Celsius, you know, temperature rise goal, that we would need to do geoengineering or climate engineering. As it was rebranded. And then finally, it was rebranded as climate intervention because engineering is a bad thing. Everybody knows that cars brakes and you don't want somebody, an engineer breaking the climate. So they stopped calling it climate engineering or geoengineering. They started calling it climate intervention. And guess who paid for that term? The CIA. So the CIA funded the National Academy of Science report that just happened last year. And in it, they said, we should not call it climate engineering. We should call it climate intervention. And the CIA paid $630,000 to study geoengineering. Another interesting coincidence happened. The CIA called a geoengineer. His name is Alan Robach. And they said, if another country was geoengineering our climate, would we know it? And Alan Robach said, yeah, I think we would. I think. Mm-hmm. And, he was wrong. So Diane Seidel, I think I'm saying her name right, was at the 20th annual weather modification conference. They have them in Phoenix. I think it was in Phoenix. This was in January of 2015. So she's at the AMS, the American Meteorological Society's conference on planned and inadvertent weather modification. That's the title of it. And in January 2015, she said, no, we cannot detect rogue geoengineering. We would not be able to tell the difference between if God made the sky cloudy and if man made the sky cloudy. Which really set my head on its side, because then I thought to myself, well, if that's the case, if there's no way to legally catch somebody geoengineering the planet, and we know that they are geoengineering with ships and planes, what do we do about it? That's why I built Climate Viewer 3D. So, like, I had started building this. I taught myself to code websites like 3 or 4 years ago, and I'm finally getting good at it. Because my old websites look like crap. You should go to Wayback Machine and take a look. But it's finally starting to look good. And I went and I got all of the satellites and weather data, like which the wind direction, precipitation, radar, and I put it all into one map in the hopes that I could detect a man-made alteration of the weather or climate. And I found a couple interesting ones. One time I saw a wall appear above Harp where literally the clouds looked like they hit a wall and they all went south when they should have been going east. And it was very interesting. And I noticed that the Harp transmitter was on during that period, and I documented the whole thing. Anyway, I'm working on a big documentary at some point where I can go, this is what it really looks like when they modify the weather, but stay tuned for that. So that was the purpose of building Climate Viewer 3D, was that you can't catch somebody doing weather warfare. So if, some government decided to steer a hurricane our way or make it rain really hard and flood us out, we would never be able to catch them. And now we have geoengineering to deal with. How could we catch somebody who's geoengineering the planet? So that's why I built Climate Viewer 3D, and it's at climateviewer.org. And we're still working on it. You know what I mean? Eventually, I want to go with sensors that you could buy, put in your backyard, and detect aerosols, detect if there's a radioactive release near your house, have an all-sky camera so we can see the cloud formations over your house and record it permanently, have it publicly available. So we would build a sensor network to rival NASA's aerosol robotic network and, the EPA's RadNet. Just do it all in one unit. It detects, silver iodide, aluminum, barium, strontium, uranium, cesium. Now, this would be expensive, don't get me wrong, but with demand comes a drop in price. So in the future, what I'm talking about here is the future. Is the future, it will be a citizen-powered network where you have a sensor that you could put on top of your house and verify it your dang self.
Right. That'd be nice.
And that's my solution. And that's what I'm pushing for is... There was a law passed in 1978 banning weather warfare, and it's called NMOD. And it was a UN, resolution, treaty, paper, whatever. And they did it because we were modifying the weather in Vietnam. It's called Operation Popeye, Operation Motor Pool, a couple other things. But basically, we were making the Ho Chi Minh Trail so muddy that the Viet Cong couldn't travel along it. So we were doing rainfall enhancement, precipitation augmentation, whatever you want to call it. We were making it rain in Vietnam with three planes for 5 years. And nobody knew. This was top secret. Nobody knew. On Lyndon Johnson's desk in the Oval Office, Jack Anderson, reporter, saw a note that said, continue Popeye and the word weather modification on there. And the rest is history. If he hadn't seen the memo, we'd never know this happened. There'd have been no NMOD. Then Senator Pell had some hearings to follow up, on what Jack Anderson had found. And he says, we should ban weather warfare altogether. And then later we had NMOD. Well, the thing is, in 1978, they banned weather warfare. There is no way to this day to detect weather warfare. So I'm just shaking my head. I'm not a PhD holding Nobel laureate, person, but if you're going to ban a thing, you might want to be able to tell when the thing is happening.
Right. So, Jim, in the case of Vietnam, though, they had to have clouds present in order for that program to work, didn't they? I mean, could they actually create clouds out of a blue sky and make it rain in a certain area?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. So you do have to have moisture present, but yes, the military can create its own clouds. We see that every day with jet aircraft. So back in 1958, the U.S. Navy was dumping carbon black dust, which is similar to soot. It is a nanoparticle black spherule. It's a circle, tiny little, golf ball, but minuscule, you could barely see it. It would look like soot in your, if you went camping and you burn a fire, that black ash you see. They would take this carbon black dust in 1958, suspend it in a liquid, and pour it out the back of a plane, and they made a mile-long straight cloud. Then they went back, and they did the same thing, except they did little spurts, and they made little puffy round clouds. Then they went back with the same plane and the same dust, did not suspend it in a liquid, put the carbon black dust into those clouds and melted them away. 1958.
Hmm.
So they've known since the early 50s that carbon black dust is an excellent cloud seed. And a cloud seed is the little nugget at the middle of every single drop of water in a cloud. And that's what water coalesces on. It sticks to it. And as that water gets bigger, it falls down, and that's what rain is. So if it weren't for cloud seeds, which are aerosols, these are tiny little particles free floating in the atmosphere, that's what makes clouds. That's what makes rain. That is the magic, you know, bullet for geoengineering, weather modification, all this. You have to understand aerosols and seeds and how they make clouds and how they affect weather. And the military has known about this since 58. They were using it. NOAA was using carbon black dust during Operation Storm Fury, modifying hurricanes. The military today, in 1994, there were two FOIAs, one to the U.S. Air Force, one to the Navy. And the U.S. Air Force Phillips Lab said that they wanted to use carbon black dust to modify the weather. And owning the U.S. Navy said, we need to start doing weather modification again as well. So even though there's NMOD on the books, even though it's illegal, they're back at it. They also went to the Owning the Weather in 2025 paper. In there, there's a slide that says we need to create carbon black dust weather modification by 2005, and it's to be developed by the Department of Defense. Then the very next year, Dr. Arnold Barnes from the Air Force Phillips Lab, not a coincidence, gave a talk at the U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force Joint Test Technology Symposium, Weather Modification 97. And in 1997, he said, let's use carbon black dust to modify the weather. And the reasons I want to do it are the same reasons we did it in Popeye, to muddy roads, to wash out bridges.
Right.
So history is now repeating itself. And we have the military involved in weather warfare. We have the CIA involved in rogue geoengineering because climate change is a national security concern.
Yeah.
And that's why people see the CIA's airliners, which they have their own airline. Look it up. And these are white planes that are unmarked. So this is not like a hop, skip, and a jump away from reality. This is reality. And that's what I try to tell people about chemtrails is, yes, you've got military weather warfare. It's never going to be public. They don't have to tell you. You'll find out when you're 50 years from now, they'll admit to it because most of the people who did it are dead. And the CIA, national security, you know, that's what, you know, it's critical infrastructure, protect it from the national security concern that is rising oceans and blah, blah, blah. So because Obama has pushed this narrative that it is a national security concern, that it has really come to fruition since 2005 when it was first mentioned in all these government documents. But basically, the U.S. government is scared of climate change because of things like Water 2025, water wars, the blue gold rush, that there will be mass migrations. Even in America, they have like civilian conflict zones where people will be shooting it out over water in Arizona.
Well, we got to take a real quick break, Jim. But when we come back, I want to stay on this. I want to know what we're seeing in the skies and what that's about.
We can definitely do it.
All righty. We'll be right back. You can find all the information about Jim Lee and all his multiple websites. And I do hope you go to the Climate Viewer because it's very, very cool. It's at wethepeopleradio.us.
Well, you filled up my head with so many lies. You twisted my heart till something snapped inside. I'd like to give it one more try, but my give a damn's busted.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. God bless you. Phrases that should be a blessing to anyone. Thanks to political correctness, these statements are now considered offensive, hurtful, and even a hate crime. I have three words in response to this. Get over it. Political correctness is nothing more than an attempt to manipulate you and silence your opinion and worldview. Never let anyone coward you into silence or be afraid to speak what you believe. Jesus always spoke the truth in love.
So go and do likewise. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Molly, how about those holiday coffee beans at Tobacco and Brew?
Yes, Linda, I'm drinking the pumpkin spice right now, and it smells just like the holidays.
Well, my favorite is the peppermint bark and, Jack Frost. I'm taking them as my hostess gifts this holiday season.
And don't forget the triple chocolate. I drink that every morning at home. It's delicious. Oh, and the wonderful cigar grab bags inside the walk-in humidor.
Get warm and toasty this season at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Dancing with the Stars live. We came to dance.
We're going back on tour this winter to your hometown with an all-new show and an all-new cast.
You are not going to want to miss this show.
Get ready to dance all night with your favorite stars. Live December 18th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. A brand new show with new performances and your favorite dancers live in your hometown. Dancing with the Stars live. We came to dance. One spectacular evening of music and dance. December 18th. 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium, starring Lindsay Arnold, Val Chmerkovsky, Sharna Burgess, Artem Chigensa, Emma Slater, Jenna Johnson, Gleb Savchenko, Keo Metzepi, Alan Burstyn, and Haley Herbert.
Go to DWTSTour.com for dates and tickets.
Reserve seat tickets are on sale now at ReadingCivic.com, Reading Civic Box Office, or by phone. Do not miss Dancing with the Stars. We came to dance. VIP information and tour dates at DWTSTour.com.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And we're back. You are listening to We the People. We've got Jim Lee with us, who researches environmental pollution, geoengineering, and has a bunch of, apparently, mind control articles on his website. I just don't know how I skipped over that one last time. You must have been using your special mind control on me. as I start coughing yet again, sorry about that. Okay, Jim. So we had a call during the break there. So we get a lot of information that the geoengineers are spraying. You know, the reason we find aluminum in the soil is it's coming out of spray nozzles in planes overhead.
Well, it's because we see almost every day we see these trails in the sky that are different patterns. I mean, some of them, I agree, are a checkerboard pattern, and some of them are, you know.
So you had, but you had told me last week on the phone. About some of where the aluminum comes from. Can you hit that a little bit so we don't forget?
Yeah, so aluminum's in the jet fuel. Boom. It's naturally there. It's so back in the day, the military used to use JP5 jet fuel. It's a gasoline-based fuel. And I've got a spectral analysis. That's where they tear apart the material and see what's in it. You know what I mean? Like on the atomic level. And in the JP5 was about 2,000 parts per billion of aluminum. But don't get me wrong. But then from 1988 to 1996, the entire NATO organization switched from gasoline to diesel fuel. And most people don't know this. It's called the NATO single fuel concept. And in this conversion, they pretty much destroyed their engines. they destroyed fuel filters. They had to redesign a lot of the fuel delivery systems. But long story short, if you went and put diesel fuel in your gas-burning Ford Mustang, I think you can imagine what would happen.
Yeah, bad thing.
So, yeah, the reason they did this is that it was called One Fuel for the Battlefield. And the idea was NATO could save a whole lot of money on gas if they could put the same gas in their tanks, jeeps, and planes. So they were putting diesel fuel in the tanks and the jeeps, and they were putting gas in the planes, and the planes were exploding because people would shoot them with a bullet and a spark would make it explode. And the diesel fuel, much lower flash point, so it's much safer. You know, there was a bunch of reasons they did it, but at the end of the day, they did it to save money. So, allegedly, to save money. So, they started this single fuel concept in 1988. They completed it in 1996, and they invented something called JP-8. And JP-8 has 9,000 parts per billion of aluminum in it.
And is it a gasoline base or is it a diesel
base? It's a diesel fuel. So okay. It's a kerosene base. Instead
right,
of
right.
A gasoline base, it's kerosene. And most people don't know this. So I have to throw that out there. So in the jet fuel itself, in the JP-8, is 9,000 parts per billion of aluminum. Now, we're talking somewhere around 20 billion gallons of fuel burned every year. So what seems like not a lot becomes a lot. Because the flash point of the fire in the back of the exhaust is not high enough. The temperature of the exhaust is not high enough to vaporize that aluminum, so to speak. That aluminum is pretty much coming out as aluminum oxide, aluminum something. So regardless, the aluminum's in the jet fuel. It is burned, and then it goes out into the atmosphere. And coincidentally, the single fuel concept ended in 1996 when they had converted all 20-something countries of jets to kerosene in 1996. And 1997 was the first time the word chemtrails was ever used on the internet. And the first three articles about chemtrails were about JP-8. So if you don't know the history, you're probably going to get real far off the mark real quick, because as the title of the show states, there is a lot of fear porn associated with chemtrails. And my main goal at climateviewer.com is where conspiracy meets reality. You know, I'm not a debunker. I'm a guy who proves conspiracies, you know, and I don't waste my time on ones I can't prove. And this one I can prove. I can prove to you where the aluminum comes from, how you make the clouds, what they do, who's modifying them, this stuff called fuel sulfur content geoengineering, where now they're trying to alter the sulfur content of jet fuel to cool the planet, because currently these clouds are trapping heat and heating the planet. And that means that the airline industry is going to have to pay a healthy carbon tax. So if they don't get their feces consolidated, they're going to be broke. And this is something that most people don't know about. And if you're going to be a researcher, what's the number one rule?
You have to actually do the research.
That and follow the money.
Right, right.
So if you follow the money, the number one cost in the airline industry is their fuel bill. And that's why there's so much, technology that goes into this fuel today. And that's why we saw the chemtrail phenomena start in 1997, was because suddenly 28 countries of military planes were flying kerosene-based fuels that had a whole lot more aluminum in it and a whole lot more. Now, so you have to ask yourself, was that an intentional geoengineering program, or was it just to change the jet fuel to kerosene so they could save money? Whichever side of the fence you fall on, the people who decided that, it's not a huge conspiracy. You know what I mean? Like, there are literally like seven guys who are on something called the NATO Pipeline Committee. And the NATO Pipeline Committee can determine, A, what the jet fuel needs to be, and B, what additives go in it. And once they decide that, those seven people, 28 countries simultaneously are flying with that kind of fuel. This is not rocket science here. I mean, you literally have a group of people in a secret committee, because their names are not public. Trust me, if it was, I'd have found it. I got to a couple classified walls on the internet and couldn't go beyond them. But regardless, the NATO Pipeline Committee writes these things called STANAGs, and these STANAGs are used by the military for their – these are what the performance of the fuels have to be. This is what has to be in them. These are the additives you add to it. And also in 1996, when the chemtrail thing started, they came up with something called a plus 100 additive. And it's got like five trade secret ingredients in it, so it's a secret. And they put it in there to heat the fuel up another 100 degrees. And that was another aha, what the crap moment. They used the fuel tank in a jet plane as a radiator. So they actually heat the fuel to like 200 degrees. And this plus 100 additive allows them to heat the fuel to 300 degrees with the purpose of being able to fly higher. So like the U-2 spy plane is a great example. It flies up into the stratosphere. It is freezing freaking cold up there. So they came up with a chemical they could just add to the jet fuel, which would allow them to make the ice crystals in the jet fuel, you know, as they're exiting, smaller. And anybody who knows anything about cloud seeds and how sublimation works and how these aerosols interact in the atmosphere, what you find out is the smaller the particle, the longer it stays in the atmosphere. So the longer its resident time. So if you're making ice crystals that are smaller, they're going to stay up there longer, and they're going to fan out and make cirrus clouds. And that's what everybody's seeing. So what I try to tell you, and we just went over weather warfare, CIA, yes, that stuff still happens to this day, and I guarantee it. But
so are you saying that the clouds that are the trails that we're seeing in the skies today in checkerboard patterns and parallel patterns, and they're being intentionally put up there by the CIA?
No. See, that's where I always, and this is why a lot of people, you know, hate on me, because I don't get a lot of love from either camp, debunkers or the other people, because I'm trying to be realistic about this.
Yeah,
so,
Bill.
Well, no, I am too. And I you know, this is all we hear is there's this secret program, and that's what they're doing.
They're
modifying
all being
the
paid
weather.
Off.
Everybody's paid off. They got these planes equipped with these big spray systems and nozzles and all this stuff. What's your take on that?
I've never seen a nozzle that I couldn't find the original photo for it, and it was fake. So. And that's in 6 years. And I challenge anybody, bring it my way, jim@climateviewer.com. I've seen them all. And there's a thing called Google image search you guys really should try. You just drag an image to the Google bar. It'll show you everywhere that was ever posted before. And even if it was Photoshopped a little bit, you can usually find the original. Hmm. But most of them are like flame retardant systems or ballast tests. Ballast tests are when you first build a plane, you want to pretend that a 400-pound man ran from the front of the plane to the back of the plane. And the reason you do that is because he's got to poop really bad, and you don't want him to do it mid-flight and find out the plane will flip itself over. So they put these ballast tanks in where the seats would be, and they rapidly move liquids from one tank to the other. That's why you see pump pipes connecting them all together, and that's to simulate occupants or cargo in the plane moving.
Yeah, I've been told that.
Yeah, you do that at altitude to make sure the plane isn't going to flip over, fall apart. They do it. It's required for every plane when it's first designed. I guarantee you that. So a lot of people use these photos. They say, look, it's a bunch of chemtrail. You know, I would love to find one that was real, but I have not. And why I stick to
my
story.
So what are we seeing? If they're not intentionally laying these patterns down, who is it and what are they doing?
Okay. So there's a thing called Skynet. Ooh, I didn't mean to call it that. It's called NextGen. So there's this supercomputer, not called Skynet, called NextGen, that's owned by the FAA, and it actually routes all of the flights. So there are highways in the sky.
Right.
And these planes, they fly on computer-controlled routes that are determined by it. Now, it has something called the Aviation Environmental Design Toolkit, AEDT. And do I really need to explain Aviation Environmental Design Toolkit?
That's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, it is. So what it does is it tells the planes, it tells the supercomputer, it makes a judgment, and it says the wind's going this way, and you're going to fly from here to here, So you're going to have to fly into the wind. And if you fly at this angle, at this speed, burning this much thrust, that you will save X amount of gallons of fuel. And they also have these noise ordinances that the computer has to account for. So you're not allowed to, like, burn your engine wide open over a city. So you have to account for that. And the computer tells them everything. So technically, in most cases, these pilots are literally taking off and then turning on the autopilot. Because that's what they're designed to do. That's what the system is designed to do. It saves them a ton of money. So you get these highways in the sky, and you end up where they're on a laser. I mean, it's a laser accurate path. I've done it over my house. The plane comes over directly over my house. The wind is blowing. Now the trail has moved to the side. Another plane comes over directly over my house. Now I've got two parallel lines. The wind keeps blowing. Another one comes over my house. I've got three parallel lines. And in many cases, these paths overlap. So that's why you end up with checkerboards. The sky is a river. It's constantly moving. And the planes aren't actually moving. They're in the exact same damn spot as they're coming over because the computer told them to.
Now, are these planes military planes and civilian aircraft?
That's why I want to draw the line as clear as I can. I would say 10% of what I've seen in video evidence could be attributed to the CIA or military. The rest of it is American Airlines and Delta, and that is pollution. Now, here's the thing, and I've been saying this for 6 years, and you know what? I have not seen any evidence to the contrary. If I had, I'd be shouting it from the rooftops. Now, the white planes that we're seeing that are unmarked, those are more than likely CIA planes. They could be military planes, but regardless, that junk is top secret. What you going to do about it? I want to do something about it. I'm trying to be pragmatic. The rest of it is, you know, grandma flying home for Thanksgiving. You can go get augmented reality viewers. I do it myself. Bring my iPad outside, hold it up in the air, look at the plane. Little circle appears around the plane. I click on it. Delta Airlines. So when I'm seeing commercial flights on a regular basis doing the exact same thing, sometimes not to the degree of the white planes I'm seeing, you know, some of those white planes I see go overhead, they can coat most of the sky by themselves, insanely wide trails. So that's why it looks like they're intentionally up to something. But the other planes, they're still making clouds, and they're making lots of them. And the thing is, how do you find a smoking gun proving this? Well, I have one, but it happened in 2010. So in 2010, Ulrich Schumann is a German scientist from the DLR. He went to the ICAO, the International Civil Aviation Organization. This is a organization of all the airline carriers, and it's a UN organization. He went to them in 2010 and said, we need less warming and more cooling contrails, and we need them predictable for operational control. He then went and made a program called the Contrail Cirrus Prediction Tool, COSIP, which will tell them when the planes are going to make clouds. The smoking gun of this, that Delta Airlines and American are now involved in geoengineering, is that statement alone. We don't want contrails that trap heat. We want cooling ones. So what he's saying there is, we're not going to get rid of these clouds. We like them. We just don't like what they're doing. So we need to find out a way to make them do what we want. And that is a geoengineering experiment. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
It totally does. Bob, your call. Take the call, take the break.
Yeah, we can take the call.
Okay. We have Lori on the line. She has a question for you, Jim.
Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Jim. I'm not sure if you can hear me. Sometimes on remotes it's hard, but can you hear me?
Oh, just fine.
Go ahead. He can hear you.
Thank you. My question is, with the earlier conversation about people being potentially paid off, I'm wondering if that's not so much the case as it is the federal illegal gag order by NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, as well as the National Weather Service, so that people who are the top execs all the way down to the person at the copy machine are forbidden to talk about any of their policies, their non-disclosure agreements, and so forth. So it might not just be about ka-ching, money and silencing in the traditional sense. And my other question was the topic of radio frequency, that we see these herringbone patterns that are either from DARPA cell towers, and they're creating these steering or microwaving these emissions or aerosols, or there's so many names for what we're all talking about. So I'm just concerned about that dynamic and the patterns. That's my third question, Jim, if you can address. A lot of these commercial aircraft are not doing U-turns. They're not doing corkscrews. They're not following each other within a few feet or following each other in the same line. Or sometimes I have film footage of four jets and craft in four different directions in one shot of the sky. And I've been doing this for a couple of years. So I just wanted to get your assessment on some of these other observations, and I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Thank you. Excellent question. So we'll start at the last one. So that's exactly what she was talking about, is exactly what I'm talking about. It's the 10%. There's always going to be these cases where we see something that we know is not commercial aviation. And there's plenty of examples of these videos, and I'm sure that she could provide a couple for you. But yeah, planes doing U-turns, planes just hanging out, doing circles in one spot, like an E3 AWACS just spinning around. We're always going to see weird things that are not attributable to the airline industry. They're attributable to the military and the CIA. And I'm trying to draw this line for people so that they understand that that 10%, it's going to be very tough to deal with those people, because they have, you know, very strict agendas, which are classified, and we're going to have a tough time dealing with them. But if you just call what they're doing pollution, you could deal with it today. And that's just a mindset thing that I have. It's about being pragmatic. I know that you're up to something nefarious, but I'm going to call it pollution, because I can walk into a court and say the military is polluting the sky. Here's video footage of it. But if I walk into a court and I say the military is up to a secret program, here's footage of it, they're going to laugh me out the room. And that is why people use fear porn to control this chemtrail narrative, is that they want to arm you with all this fear and get you to use terms that are guaranteeing that when you go to make action, you will fail. So the other question she asked about the NOAA gag orders, there was a second one in the middle, and I'm missing it. But the gag order thing is true. So we're in a situation where, you know, there's a lot of public awareness about this sort of this topic now: geoengineering, weather modification, cloud seeding, cloud ionizers, even ionospheric heaters. You know, because of people like me, you know, and others, you know, we're really raising the awareness about this stuff. So now we're in a situation where they're getting tough questions. And that's where, you know, you just mentioned, Aaron, that on my website, I talk about mind control. Mind control, I talk about, I try to put a different spin on it, because at the end of the day, chemtrails and mind control are intimately locked, because there are perception managers. And perception managers troll the internet and try to control your perception. And their purpose is to use terminology to confuse, tactics to divide, and all that agent provocateur stuff you've ever heard. So these perception managers know that the airline industry is polluting the sky, know that they are heating the planet, know that they are under the gun from carbon taxes, and they don't want anybody to focus on the facts. You know, the facts about how they're passing laws to put biofuels into jets that are biofuels made from landfill waste, biofuels made from chicken fat, biofuels made from algae, camelina plant, and the list goes on. Right now, the airline industry is buying up farms around the world to grow gasoline to make chemtrails go away. And if you don't know about biofuels, and you don't know this massive industry that's currently working very desperately to geoengineer jet fuel to either make the clouds go away using things like cirrus cloud seeding with bismuth triiodide. This is Pepto-Bismol sprayed from planes to make chemtrails melt away. Laser ice multiplication for geoengineering. This is shooting lasers at chemtrails from the ground to make the ice smaller and make it spread out and coat the entire sky. You can't make this stuff up.
Wow.
And the final one that's really on the board right now is use biofuels on takeoff and use sulfur-doped fuel at altitude, the two-tank solution. This is what was proposed right after Ulrich Schumann said, hey, we got a problem with these contrails heating the planet. We need to make them cool the planet. We need to geoengineer these now. This is a circumvention of international law. There are bans in place on geoengineering. But because they've been, quote, accidentally geoengineering for 60 years, actually geoengineering now isn't such a big thing now, is it? And that's why I say it's dangerous that people like he who shall not be mentioned.
I caught myself.
Oh, man.
Lord Voldemort.
Somebody hit their finger on the button.
When Voldemort tells you that geoengineering is already happening, perception managers would tell you that is called normalization. It's already going on. Methane is going to blow up the planet.
Oh, yeah.
We need geoengineering to save you from methane. So it's a fine line to walk to say that geoengineering, the program, is already happening when they're trying so desperately to legalize geoengineering.
Jim, we got to take a quick break, but I want to come right back to that because I want to talk about the sky catching on fire.
Yeah. The other, and you know what? The other thing, too, that it's causing global warming and that we're causing it. I want to do that, too.
We could talk about that.
Yeah, and Lori's last question was about the herringbone patterns. I actually made a list.
Oh.
Yeah. I knew if I made a list, we'd be okay. So
thank you, because I didn't have a pen, and I was like, oh,
no,
God.
It's okay.
We'll hit that when we come back. We've got to take this break so they don't pile up at the back end there.
No worries. We'll be right back with our friend Jim Lee. Talking about geoengineering and fear porn. The catchiest title we've ever had. Thanks, Jim.
I need a sign to let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere.
A must-see performance. Musicians and fans agree. George Strait is an iconic figure in American history. A George Strait Salute, performed by Buck Ford, pays salute to the life and music of one of the world's most recognizable and distinctive musicians. Join us Friday, January 6th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Strait Country, a George Strait Salute, live in the Event Center. Nashville recording artist Buck Ford is a young, pure country singing sensation that focuses on keeping the traditional country sound and rhythm flowing. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $125. Join us for Strait Country, a George Strait Salute. In celebrating the excitement and journey through the timeless story through song and incredible vocals. Live and in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, January 6th. A good time will be had by all. For details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. Maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow, it's clouds, illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all.
I don't know clouds at all, I'll tell you right now. And the more I learn, the less I like them. Hey, is the secret ingredients that they're putting in the fuel, does that also include the barium and the strontium and all the magic ingredients we're finding in the soil today? Uh-oh. Is Jim there?
Is Jim on mute?
Jim?
Did we lose Jim?
Oh, no, we're going to end.
I'm here.
I was okay. Are we going to have to end the way we began?
No, heck no. And I do want to apologize for putting you in such a bad spot.
It's okay. We threw your wife under the bus.
I miscommunicated with my wife, my schedule, and I double booked myself, which is horrible. So my apologies for
that's
that.
All right.
I will never, ever do it again.
We had some good fun at your expense.
These people are excellent people.
Oh, thanks for that.
Well, we're going to force you to come on.
His wife forced him to say it was his fault.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll have to do this again, and we'll have to do the full 2 hours so that we can really dig into this. Are we running out of time?
Of course.
Just jump on it.
Yeah, we have herring, like 5 minutes.
Do the herringbone thing.
Yeah.
Those are also called Lee waves. And my last name is Lee. Waves are also called gravity waves. I don't want to have a discussion about gravity because it's really a sticky topic. But at the end of the day, that's part of why I mapped out all of these high-powered microwaves around the world. You can see them at climateviewer.org. When you have multiple million-watt microwaves around the world, and nobody really talking about the fact that, you know, gravity waves can be created by these high-powered microwaves, especially like HARP creating ELF waves. These are frequencies that are low frequency that can affect your brain. They can affect earthquakes. When we're talking about ELF waves and low frequencies, that's where it starts to get interesting. And I hope to be putting out something lengthy on that to get some science behind it, because unfortunately, there are very few people who are willing to talk about an interaction between electromagnetics and weather. It is very rare that I can find documented proof that ties these together. So that's why I don't harp about it very much, because I need something that I can hold up in a court of law to back up what I'm going to say, because I don't want to mislead people. But I can tell you this. Something that nobody's heard about in this audience, go up, look up cloud ionizers on climateviewer.com. And cloud ionizers are cloud seeding with electricity, releasing ions into the atmosphere to steer atmospheric rivers or tropospheric rivers. And interestingly enough, in 2012, a company got a permit to modify the weather in Texas to steer an atmospheric river to Texas. And since 2012, Texas has been flooded and California has been dry because their river has stopped coming.
Hmm. And is that a result of what they did in Texas, you think?
I certainly do. I wrote an article called How Texas Stole California's Rain.
Wow.
Well, there
no,
you.
You're right. I don't think many people have heard about that.
And the other thing I would like to throw out for you California droughters, there was a study called CalWater 2015, and in it the term overseeding has been now floated in the scientific industry. And what they're basically saying is that all of the pollution from these planes going overhead are putting too many seeds into the sky. And because there are too many seeds up there, the water cannot get big enough to fall. So that's another effect of chemtrails that you never would have considered. It's called water scavenging or overseeding. It actually puts too many particles for them to get big enough to make raindrops to fall. That's why we get flooding on the East Coast and drought conditions on the West Coast. All of that moisture is attaching to all of these seeds. They can't fall. And then finally, enough moisture builds up, we have torrential rainfall on the East Coast.
Hmm. And a lot of that's
Who's doing that?
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
All the jet traffic.
Oh, so it's an unintentional.
Whether it's a secret agenda or not, the jet traffic alone, 20 billion gallons of gas a year being burned, 110,000 flights a day, and they're all computer controlled on a highway over your sky. In California, there are three major highways that run from the north to the south of the California. So there are three major highways over California that are constantly trafficked, that are constantly laying down seeds, which are constantly creating drought conditions.
So it's an unintentional effect.
So before we lose you in like a minute, global warming. Where does that hit with all this?
I was just at a conference last weekend, or on the 2nd of December in Arizona, called "Global Warming: An Inconvenient Lie," and it's about how CO2 is a scam. Man-made, anthropogenic-based CO2 is a scam, and this is not a fossil fuel industry narrative, because I too have mapped out fracking. I abhor fracking. I was actually the person who did the Bayou Corn sinkhole that Aaron Brockovich held up my map in a court of law when they were suing the fossil fuel industry that destroyed their town. So this is not coming from a fossil fuel guy or some bull crap. This CO2 based narrative is an oversimplification of a very complex process. Pollution is bad. Climate change happens, and CO2 has nothing to do with it.
Thank you for that.
Wow, that was literally less than a minute.
Yeah, we do need to have you back on, because there's so many more questions we need to ask you. But
we've posted a couple of your really – we've got a ton of good videos, but the history of chemtrails, how to geoengineer a planet with jet fuel, and the other one that's like almost 2 hours, geoengineering, weather modification, and weaponizing nature.
Oh, yeah, and that's a good one.
That's a really good one, and those are all on Jim's site, I know, and I've published them on ours. Thank you very much, Jim Lee. We're going to have you on after the first of the year. And now we're going to calendar that directly with your wife.
Please do, because I'm terrible.
You have a Merry Christmas. Thanks so much.
You too. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. So we the people will be back after Christmas. We hope you guys have a very merry one. And you can find us all at wethepeopleradio.us. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Bill.
Merry Christmas, Aaron and Bill. And this is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Face the Nation earlier today. Tomorrow, the Electoral College is due to make the election results official. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says there's been an uptick in the price of gasoline over the past couple of weeks.